continue the study of the end time in Revelation.
那我们遇到了丹以所遇到的问题。
Now we're faced with the same issue that Daniel faced.
那丹以已经去了。
Daniel already went his way.
那现在呢？
What about now?
我们这个书卷是封着的。
The scroll is sealed.
那个弟兄怎么办？
Brother Du, what should we do? What about us?
圣经你念一下。
Just read what it says.
第四节，请你念。
Verse 4.
请你念一下。因为没有被打开，可以观看到书卷的封道。你就怎么样？就是啊，我就大哭。
I wept much.
所以我们怎么办？
So what should we do?
要大哭。
Weep much.
我们不是有很多的解经方法吗？
There are many ways to interpret a passage.
要祷告，对不对？
You need to pray.
要分析，对不对？
You need to analyze the passage.
要这个那个，对不对？背景了。
You need to do background study.
那启示录的解经法是什么？ 大哭解经法。
But the exegetical method for Revelation is to weep.
不是，这是杜弟兄念的嘛，对不对？ 我就大哭。
What the dude read, I wept much.
那大哭完之后呢？
And after he wept,
长老就说，哎呀，不用哭了。
The elder said to me,
神很慈爱的，你
do not weep.
你哭到神会派人说，啊，不要哭了，还是给你担吧。
God is very merciful. If you keep weeping, God will send someone to tell you the answer.
其实这个大哭比你祷告更热切。
This kind of weeping is more earnest than prayer.
你可以在那边 一直祷告，祷告到不晓跑哪去了。
You can go on praying and praying, but don't know where you're getting to.
如果你大哭了，这是哭，这不是向人哭啊，是向神，对神。
But here it says weeping. This kind of weeping is towards God.
这应该是更热切的一种祷告了。
It is a more earnest form of prayer.
然后呢，再来就是什么？那个犹大支派中的狮子大卫的根，他已经怎么样得胜了？他展开书卷了。
The lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll.
所以这是大哭，把这个经卷打开了。
So the scroll was opened as a result of weeping much.
那接下来，我们又看到这些开完之后，他看到宝座还有那些羔羊这些了哈。
After the scroll was opened, he saw the throne and the lamb.
这个是蛮好的一段。
This is a wonderful passage.
但是我们没有什么时间了。
We don't have much time to go into it.
好。那另外一个，接下来这段里面有一个比较，我可以值得去查考的，就是因为昨天那个陈弟兄哈，他在问八一嘛，对不对？陈克己弟兄。对不对？
One thing that can deserve further study is the mentioning of the white garment.
启示里面有四种的白衣啊。
In Revelation, there are four types of white clothing.
但是这个你要看一下那个，你若有strong的那个什么 concordance 啊，查那个就是希腊文的那个 concordance， 你就可以比较容易查出来。
But to see the distinctions between these four kinds of garments, you need to see the strong number and match them to
which 这四样的白衣是不一样的东西
which are matched to four different Greek words.
有一种只是天使穿，其他都没有人可以穿的。
There was one form that was only for angels.
比如说15章第2节 linen 这个只有天使穿。
Chapter 15 verse 6 for example is the white linen only for angels.
那我们 里面最多的就是第三章，或是第四章第四节这个白衣。
The most common occurrence of the white clothing is chapter 4, verse 4.
这是一种了。
This is one of the four types of white robes.
那再来就是第六章第11节。
Another type of robe is chapter 6, verse 11.
这个白衣。
This is a different kind of white robe.
这个白衣不一样的。
This is different from the other three.
跟第五章这个白衣是不一样的。
It's different from the one in chapter 5.
第四章第四节，这个是不一样的。
As well,
比如说三章四节、三章五节、三章十八节、四章四节，这个白衣是就是是一种。
Chapter three, chapter three, verses 4, 5, 18, and chapter 4, verse 4, mentioned one type of white robe.
这是白给你的。
These are given freely.
那第六章第十一节。
Chapter 6, verse 11.
这是要自己洗的。
This is a white robe that you must clean yourself and wash clean.
好，那我们现在来看第六章。
Let's read chapter 6.
因为第六章这是印的开了，开印。
This is the opening of the seals.
那这是在解释启示录里面的一个关键。
And this is a key in interpreting Revelation.
那我只是把我所领受的讲出来，因为我们在当中有一些就是长老哈。或是传道人资深，或是弟兄姊妹，他们也很有研究了。我现在是越讲越心虚啊，想说唱几首诗拖延时间。
We have many senior ministers among us.
越讲越讲越。
So I feel timid.
这是内心的话。
Feel timid in sharing what I know.
这是既然排到了嘛，只好跟大家分享而已了啊。
But since I'm scheduled to speak, I'm just sharing with you my thoughts.
如果有错误的。当场现在就可以，我们可以来讨论一下。
If I'm mistaken on any point, please just let me know right now.
那长老们如果要有指教，真的是请指教。
So the elders among us, please correct me if I'm wrong.
那我们刚看到启示录是这个书卷，对不对
？This revelation is mostly about this scroll.
所以这个书卷是决定整个启示录的周末的时间。周末就是最后。的这段时间
the timing of the events in Revelation are go by the opening of the seals.
所以在讲启示录，就是讲周末的开始点，这有很多人有很多的那个解释方法。
So the starting point of the study of end time in Revelation.
有人是从那个主耶稣来就开始讲，对不对？
Has been placed at different points in Revelation. Some people believe that when Jesus comes, that will be the starting point of the end time.
啊，就是主耶稣第一次降生那个时候了。
When the Lord Jesus Christ came the first time, that is the beginning of the end time.
那有人是说五旬节降临，圣灵降临之后，教会开始，就是保那个彼得他们那时候开始。
Some people place the beginning of the end time at the time of when the time of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came and established the church.
但是如果我们看从第六章开始看
But if we look at chapter 6,
这个是那个书卷，这个书卷是末世的开始，对不对？
The scroll marks the beginning of the end time.
那这个书卷是在约翰看异象之后，不，他看异象之后才有的。
And this scroll opened after John saw the previous vision.
所以不应该，这是后来是不应该，我自己认为不应该把使徒在包含在内。
So I don't think that the end time includes the apostolic age.
好，那我们来看第一印开了。
The first seal was opened.
第一印开就是那个末世的开始，对不对？因为这整个的末世的开始是以这个书卷，那这个书卷的第一印就是第一件事情的开始。
Since the scroll marks the beginning of the end time.The first seal, which is the beginning of the scroll, should be the first event.
那我们来看第六章一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
各位扬开七印中第一印的时候，听见是活物中的第一个活物，声音如雷说：“你来，我就观看。”见有一匹白马骑在马上的，拿着弓，并有冠冕赐给他，他便出来，胜了又要胜。好，那这匹白马，我们正是教会。我是这样子深深认同，就是正主教会。
I believe this white horse is the true Jesus Church.
那你看外面的参考书啊，几乎99%的都是讲什么假先知啊
？But 99% of the commentaries out there say that this is the Antichrist or the false prophet.
那如果你这样的话，哇，那如果你看他们的，那你就要晕倒了。
So if you read their commentaries, you will be confused.
但是我们正主教会。自从我从小听的，并且看那个黄以沙长老的 那个解释的，我们是对的。
But based on what we have learned since our youth and based on the commentary by Elder Huang, this is the correct interpretation.
那有几点我们可以证明。
There are several ways to demonstrate this.
第一个。
First.
我们看先看这个先看这个什么冠冕。
Let's look at the crown.
他有戴冠冕。
This rider had a crown.
并且他出来胜了又要胜。
He went out conquering and to conquer.
并且这匹白马在骑术里面有角色，这三点。
And we'll also consider the role of the white horse throughout Revelation.
我们解释圣经有几个原则了。
There are several principles in interpreting the Bible.
就是你这个比喻的象征的东西，在这一卷书里面或在这一章里面，应该是要有同一性。
There must be some sort of consistency in interpreting symbols.
譬如说那个你讲飞鸟。
For example, if you want to interpret the symbol of birds.
在主耶稣在马太福音十三章里面讲那个什么那个撒种比喻对。
In chapter Matthew 13, the Lord Jesus spoke about the parable of the sower.
那个飞鸟来就把种子摇了。
The birds came and ate the seeds.
那个鸟，耶稣后来有解释，那就是魔鬼，对不对？
Lord Jesus himself interpreted the birds as the evil one.
在同样的马太福音十三章里面，那里面就是十三章是一个 unit 哈，里面的鸟应该是怎么样？要有同一个，你有一个 sign， 要应该有同一个指示的目标哈。
So within the same unit, which is Matthew chapter 13.The symbol of birth should be interpreted consistently.
所以到那个芥菜种比喻的时候
，So when it came to the parable of the mustard seed,
这只鸟要出来了，这鸟又出来了。
The birds appeared again.
那你的鸟应该也是同样的是恶者。
So the bird to interpret those birds, we must say that they represent the evil one too.
这是在同样一个 unit 里面应该有同样的。想法
So within the same unit, the symbol should be interpreted in the same way.
但你不可以把有时候你这不可以把这个把它 extend 把它扩充到别人。你耶稣说那个天上飞鸟，你不要说那是魔鬼。
But sometimes we need to be careful.
天上飞鸟有窝，那个、地上狐狸，那你就不能再讲太多了，把那个说恶者也可以，你也可以想象很丰富了，
You must not take it out of that context and put it elsewhere. For example, when the Lord Jesus said, look at the birds in the air, they do not sow. You cannot say that's the evil one.
这是比如说那个什么我们也很知道的像狮子对不对
A lion is another example.
魔鬼像什么火叫狮子
The devil is like the roaring lion.
那耶稣呢
What about the Lord Jesus?
也像狮子哦
He is also like the lion.
是不是那不一样的 context 不一样的指称
So because of the different contexts, they represent different things.
好，那在启示录里面
，In Revelation，
这个白马
，The white horse，
在整个你如果把那个启示录当成一个神的启示，那把它当成一个 unit。
If you consider the whole book of Revelation as one unit，
但是我们这样认为
，And that should be the way to understand it。
那这匹白马，我们看到十九章
，Let's read chapter 19。
十九章第十一节
Chapter 19, verse 11
我要观看见天开了一匹白马其上面的称作诚信真实他审判战争都按着公义那我们接下去念的就知道这是主耶稣
If we read on, we'll know that this represents the Lord Jesus
那这个马呢是被用的工具了哈
The horse is an instrument
主耶稣骑在上面
The Lord Jesus rides on this horse.
你不可以说六章这个白马是假先知。
So you cannot interpret the white horse in chapter 6 as the false prophet.
六章这边你如果把它当成假先知的话，那到十九章，那耶稣就骑在假先知的身上，把耶稣利用假先知来做事了。那这个耶稣就很怪了。
If so, then you will be essentially saying that in chapter 19, the Lord Jesus rides on false prophets and use them as his instruments.
好，所以这个马应该是好的。
So the white horse is has a good positive meaning.
耶稣所用的。
It's an instrument used by the Lord.
好，那再来我们来看这个冠冕。
Let's look at the crown.
这字你在圣经在启示录里面，在只有在启示录里面查了哈。
Within the context of Revelation, let's look at the crowns.
你可以看到启示录第四章。
Chapter 12 of Revelation.
这个有一个妇人啊。
There was a woman.
她戴了什么？有一个冠冕，对不对？
This woman had a garland or a crown.
你那个换什么
？Garland.
那第六章这个呢？并有冠冕。
Crown.
Crown. 其实你看那个希腊文是一样的。
Chapter 12, the word garland is the same Greek word as chapter 6, crown.
你看那个 Strong 的那 concordance 里面，有时候、哦、那个因为翻译的不一样，但是最好能看看那个希腊文比较好一点点、啊、但是如果不会的话也没有关系啦，没有那么严重。
So it may help to look up the Greek word, but that is not absolutely necessary.
戴冠冕的就是这个嘛。
And the one who wears the crown.
你把它分析一下，这个冠冕跟那个长老他们那冠冕是不一样的、哦。
Is the one rider of the white horse, and this is different from the crowns worn by the 24 elders.
在启示里面很中文翻的有很多的冠冕就是了，像我们说的白衣一样，看起来都白衣，其实内容是不一样的，字也不一样，因为我们有时空的关系哈、哦。他们当事人一看就知道，那我们因为就翻成白衣，一全白了，也就看不懂。
Readers of the Greek Bible would be able to see the distinctions between the Greek, different Greek words, but when we translate them into English, they may all become the same word.
好，那这里的第十二章的这个冠冕跟第六章的这个冠冕是一样的字。
The garland or the crown in chapter 12 is the same word as the crown in chapter 6.
所以十二章这个，我们知道，看下去这是指的教会。
If we continue to read chapter 12, we'll know that this represents the church.
这妇人就是教会。
This woman is the church.
所以啊，这个是戴着冠冕的。
She wore a crown.
所以这个同样的这个冠冕是这也是白马戴的。
And this crown is also on the white horse.
那这个骑在白马上，他拿着弓。
The rider on the white horse had a bow.
他拿着，这里没有，这是他自己本来就有的。
He had the bow from the beginning.
有冠冕。
He had a crown too.
然后呢？他出来胜了又要胜。
He went out conquering and to conquer.
胜到最后。
He will conquer to the end.
所以假先知绝对不会是这样子。
This will not apply be, true for the false prophets.
所以从这个冠冕，从这个耶稣的骑的这个马，后来胜了又要胜，我们可以知道，我们正式教会传统所解释的应该是对的，并且也应该继续坚信的，并且这是合乎圣经的了，这是圣经的道理。
So because of the understanding of the white horse as well as the ultimate conquest, we know that this has to be the true church. So if that is the case, what is the beginning of the end time?
就是开第一印的时候,
the first seal.
就是真耶稣教会出现的时候,
the appearance of the true Jesus church.
有没有什么意义啊?
Any dissenting opinions?
那第二印、第三印、第四印，自己看吧哈。
You can study the other seals yourself.
好，你看的时候，因为我们三个小时现在已经快过一半了哈。那我们要讲到二十一章，因为二十一章是整个的周末论的一个 summary 哈，一个总纲，不是就是最后的总整理。
Already halfway through our classes, but we need to finish up to the end of the book.
那到第五印的时候
，In the fifth seal，
第九节
，Verse nine，
第五印开
，The fifth seal opened。
那个他看见坛下面有为神的道，并做那位做见证那个被杀的人。
He saw under the altar the souls of those who have been slain。
这个祭坛哦，其实在你中文是翻祭坛，其实是坛而已的。坛就可以，因为在圣经里面，你讲到坛有两个指称。
There are two kinds of altars in the Bible.
Okay, two kinds. Okay. 一个就是那个献祭的那个，我们一般讲的祭坛。
One is the altar of sacrifice.
另外一个就是香坛。
The other is the altar of incense.
都是坛。
Both are altars.
但是在原文里面，它只是讲坛，没有讲说是。祭坛不是香坛。
But in the original language, there is no mentioned or of which altar it is.
啊，这很重要。
This is very important.
你把它换成祭坛的话，就是怎么杀的？
If you interpret it as the altar of sacrifice, then that means these were slain on the altar.
你把它读作那个香坛的话，就是什么烧香的？
But if you interpret this,
是献祭的，不是烧香，是感谢的，那是不一样的。一个是被杀，一个是烧香的那个到。
But if you interpret this as the altar of incense, then you would understand this as a prayer or thanksgiving, and so the interpretation would differ.
我们现在先不解释它，就是坛呢，把那个祭哈，中午那个可以化掉。So, 这解释这个翻译问题啊，我们不是在改圣经哦，翻译的人哦，这样对我们理解比较容易了。我是看中文的，那个你那边是什么？
Altar.
只是 altar 对不对？英文对啊
，The English is correct.
所以你看英文的不会 confuse， 看中文就 confuse 了。所以划掉的是中文的，那个英文的不能划，把 old 划掉就没有了嘛。
So, don't change your English Bibles, please.
好，那再接下来就是被杀。
Then the souls were slain.
这个就比较难解释，我们先放着。
Let's put it aside.
但至少我们晓得这是看见坛哦。
We know that we see this altar here.
那这些人呢一直在喊呢。
And these people cried out.
哦，那这个大声喊，这是一种祷告啊。
They cried with a loud voice.
向神讲呢，他是说，哦，那个你要审判呐。
You must vindicate for us.
你不审判到什么时候
？How long will you wait till you judge the earth?
也是说，他们这在喊的时候，哦。他们应该是在忍受了你不审判住在地上的人给他们给我们流生流血的冤要等到什么时候呢
How long, O Lord, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?
这要等到什么时候
How long?
他们一直喊要等到什么时候
How long? They kept crying out loud.
我们看十六章第六节。十六章第六节。
Chapter 16, verse 6.
十六章第六节
Chapter 16 verse 6
第四节是说第三碗倒下来对不对
In verse 4 we read that the third bowl was poured out
那第六节
Verse 6
他们曾流圣徒和先知的血现在你给他们血喝这是他们所该受的这就怎么样已经得到报应了是不是
So here the people who dwell on the face of the earth have received their just due
那我们看第七节
Verse 7
我又听见这个祭也化掉我又听见坛中说是的主全能者啊你的审判存在一战因为已经深渊了对不对他们在第五印的时候一直在喊说深渊啊到第三晚的时候他们说拍拍手说哎好了已经深渊了
In the fifth seal the souls cried out how long until you vindicate for us but here in the third bowl they thank God saying we have been vindicated
好那我们来看第六章的十一节
Let's read chapter 6 verse 11
他们在喊冤的时候发生什么事情
While they cried with a loud voice what happened
这个很重要因为这个要在这第五印的时候这一段就是再到我们第二十章里面有一个关键性的一个解释点
This is a key point in understanding chapter
二十章
Chapter 20
他们在喊冤的时候
While they cried out for vindication
第十一节
Verse 11
请你念
Then a white robe was given to each of them And it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer Until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren Who would be killed as they were was completed
好他们在喊冤的时候，就有白衣赐给他们。
A white robe was given to them.
好，我们再想哈，这被杀哈，是殉道者吗
？Let's consider this. Are these slain souls martyrs?
就是我所谓的殉道者，说 rose 就是你要信耶稣，对不对？就砍死了。那就殉道者是这样被杀吗？就是身体的这个这样被杀死吗？身体生命被杀死吗
？In other words, are these souls believers who have been physically killed because of their belief?
如果是这样解释的话，
If that is the interpretation,
那常常是用那个祭坛，
then you will understand the altar as the altar of sacrifice.
这样的解释一定祭坛上被杀，为耶稣牺牲生命。
Because you will naturally interpret the slaying of souls taking place on the altar of sacrifice.
好，如果是这样子的话，
If that is the case,
你已经死了，对不对？
Then these souls have died.
那死了你在那边喊冤。
And they cry out for vindication.
那喊冤再给你白衣。
And they are given a white robe.
有意思吗？
What is the point?
有没有意思啊？把这把它剁下有没有意思？你死的人死了就以我们现在讲死了就跟去乐园，对不对？
If you die, you go to paradise.
那你在乐园还是一直在喊冤
？And in paradise, you cry out for vindication.
我们是把它用好，那喊冤完之后，那就给你白衣穿。
And then you're given a white robe.
那你还要在什么安息片刻
？And you have to rest a little longer.
是这样子吗？
Should that be the interpretation?
我这先放着哈。
Let's put this aside first.
我们想想。
Let's think about that.
那现在我想，我们从这白衣来着手。
Let's go to the white robe.
你有什么方向啊？因为我们在解经是这样，解不下去就放着，不要强解，对不对
？If we cannot understand,
可以想，但是不要强。可以想很多，但是想不通就算了。
If we don't understand a passage, we can sit on it for a while. If we can't come to a conclusion, we don't have to force an interpretation.
那回到家再大哭。
And when you go home,
大哭解经法绝对不要忘记啊。
When you go home, don't forget to weep much.
大哭完之后还是开不了，因为不要忘记啊，是一印一印开的。那如果现在只是开到第三印，它第时间还没到，哭太长也是做不了事啊，对不对？还其他事情还要做啊。你只是天天在那边啃这个起诉也是不是办法，是不是
？But you must understand the timing because each seal is open according to its own time. So if you cry too early, you're wasting your time.
那现在我们就先放着哈。那我们来看白衣。
Let's
这个走不下，不是我不是说走不下了，因为我一下讲错啊。当然你们可能跟你们想的太远，我一步一步讲，是不是？也不是在骗你们，真是。
大
概总是有种方法，对。我们先来看白，但是我是从圣经里面提的了。
I'm trying to take you one step at a time towards what I have discovered.
白这个白就是我很不愿意写什么希腊文什么，但是很对不起，因为不然的话那个什么你查不出来就是啊。英文你那是写什么
？White robe.
White robe. 我是用英文写的啊。这个
西洋
就是什么
？Stole. The Greek word for white robe here is stole.
那这个字呢，在启示录里面，这是第一次出现。
This is the first occurrence of this word in Revelation.
因为我们刚刚讲到，在解释上面一定要有同一性。
Just now we mentioned the consistency in interpreting symbols.
就是，这是原则，不一定是。如果你不认同的话，那就也是没有办法，就拉倒。这个解经，这个，就是原则是在启示录里面的一个失误，在整个启示录里面，他们解释应该是一致的。
This is the
这个原则
the guiding principle. Although people may argue otherwise.
你不可以说这里这样解释，那里又另外解释，在一个 unit 里面呢。
Within one unit, we should try to interpret the symbols consistently.
16:11-7:13-14. 7:9, 22:14.
Chapter 6, verse 11, 7, 13, 7, 14, 7, 9, 22, 14.
这是一种比较怎么讲？不是灵感式的解经，就是你把就是抄圣经了，把圣经抄下来。我们以前的长老就是这样做。
So we're simply copying from the Bible. That's what our elders used to do.
这不是你自己哦在那边坐着在那边想白色是怎么样呢怎么这个不是这样子那种一种方式啦你说像哇白就是光明白就是洁白白就是很啊那光明洁白用这个来解释也可以啊但是我们把这些抄下来然后一节一节来看这样比较。
This is more methodical, and it is not sitting there and imagining what it means.
好, 6章11节,
Chapter 6, verse 11.
这里有白衣,
there was a white robe.
这叫stole,
stole.
这是不一样, 跟这个跟主耶稣我们洗礼那个白给我们白袍那个是不一样的。
This is different from the white robe we received during baptism.
另外是那个什么himation。
And the other occurrence of this word, or another Greek word, is himation.
另外是obesinos, 是不一样的。
And another Greek word is obesinos.
那是又不一样的东西。
Which is yet another kind of robe.
我们平常说信徒所行的义有没有？
For example, the righteous deeds of the saints.
穿着光明洁白细麻衣。
The white linen.
那个不是这个字。
That is yet another Greek word.
No. 那6章11节，这个白衣是给被杀的人。In
chapter 6, verse 11, the white robe was given to the slain.
对，好。因为他们在大难里面了，所以他们在赐给他们是因为他们喊冤。They
were given a robe because they cried for vindication.
因为他们被杀。They
had been slain.
所以就给他们这个。So
this white robe was given.
所以这个白衣跟苦难跟那个硕大患难很有关系。So
the white robe has a direct connection with the tribulation.
来，我们来看第七章13节。Let's read
chapter 7 verse 13.
七章，我们看第九节了哈。Let's
start with verse 9.
七章里面，这是在印哈，那个印。
Here, these people were sealed.
第七章，这个，当我们第七章从第节到第八节，我们知道这就是我们讲真耶稣教会，对不对？从东方出来，这我是很赞成的，这是对的。Verses
1-8 are about the true church which comes from the east.
那用圣灵来印，对不对
？And we're sealed with the Holy Spirit.
好，那在第七章里面。 我看我先把这个第九章这个第九节这讲完，再回过来讲，这不然会弄乱。那我看第九节。Let's
read verse 9.
后来他又看见有许多人了。After
this, I looked, and there was a great multitude.
是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的。Of
all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues.
他站在宝座和羔羊面前。Standing
before the throne and before the Lamb.
身穿白衣啊。Clothed
with white robes.
这里的白衣就是 stole 啊。The
white robes here is stole.
这个 stole 他们在这里穿着的哈。
Here they wear the stole.
那我们看13节。Verse
13.
这些穿白衣是谁呢？
Who are these people?
在启示录里面常常里面的人向外面的人问了。Oftentimes,
people in the vision will ask people outside the vision in Revelation.
这长老是在那个异象里面的嘛。For
example, here the elders are in the vision.
这个我是谁？是那个约翰。
But
里面，外面,
me is John, who is outside the vision.
这个内行人问外行人,
so the elders asked John.
外行人也很客气就是了,
and this person outside the vision
14节,
said in verse 14,
我主你知道了,
Sir, you know.
他知道他就讲咯。
So the elders continue.
你有没有感觉这很有趣吗？他们的对话，我们是用比较有趣的方式把它想出来了。Isn't
that rather amusing?
这长老问约翰，约翰知道吗
？The elder asked John a question that John didn't know the answer to.
好，长老问约翰，约翰说啊，你知道。And
John just said, "You know."
长老就说好吧，我知道，我就讲。And
the elder said, "Well, okay, I will tell you what I know."
是不是这样子？所以内行问外行，外行说你知道，内行在讲。 就是里面问外面，外面说里面你知道，那里面人就讲了。So
the those who are in the vision ask the question, and the person outside the vision said, "You know," and they continue.
这些人是穿白衣哦。These
wear white ropes.
这些穿白衣的是第九节的这些人哦。
And these are the people mentioned in verse 9.
同样的白衣，同样的人，我们解经的一致性一定要抓住。
The same group of people wearing the same white robes.
好，那这些人呢，是从大患难中出来。
They have come out of the great tribulation.
曾用羔羊的血把衣服洗白净了。
And washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
所以他们穿的白衣是用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。Their
white robes have been made white by the blood of the Lamb.
他们本来就有衣裳，对不对？
They had robes to begin with.
你没有衣裳，你能够把衣裳洗干净吗？
If you don't have robes, how do you wash the robes?
他们已经有衣裳。
So they were wearing robes in the first place.
那现在只是把它洗白净了。But
at this point, they washed their robes.
那他们用羔羊的血洗净，把它洗白净。In
the blood of the Lamb.
在什么样的情况之下？
Under what circumstances?
在大患难当中。In
the midst of great tribulation.
所以这个白衣是因为大患难才有的。So
this white robe came as a result of the great tribulation.
那这个白衣就是第六章十一节这个白衣。
And this is the same white robe as found in chapter 6, verse 11.
好，那这个白衣到最后呢？我们看22章第14节。
Let's read chapter 22, verse 14.
就是这个字你查出来，就是一二三四五，就是在其实就是这些地方而已了。那我们从把它串联起来，看出这个穿白衣的这个来龙去脉。
So by looking at the occurrences of the same Greek word, we'll understand what it means.
22章当然是要关门了, huh?
Here are the gates close.
要结束了。
This is the end of the book.
22章14节。
Chapter 22, verse 14.
好，那些洗净自己衣服的有福了。
Blessed are those who...
14节。 14节不对吗?
14章14节。 Those who blessed are those who do his commands.
那然后呢? 22，14。那些洗净自己衣服的有福了，可以可得权柄到能到生命树那里，也能从门进城。那城外就是那些坏蛋。
Verses 14 and 15.
那最后进城的是那些怎么样？洗净自己衣服的。
Those who enter the city are those who have washed their robes white.
没有啊。不知道为什么。你这什么版的？NKJV。 有的人举手英文了，哦，NIV
有。It's found in the NIV, not in the New King James. Yeah, it's in the footnote.
我看看footnote在。没有啊，你这怎么没有？嗯，只有牵涉到一个版本。
So this has to do with a different translation.
这个离我们太远了，这个没有办法讲。好，所以这是正本啊。到最后，用那些洗净自己衣服的人，有权有福了。Blessed
are those who wash their robes.
这是启示录，这是最后一幅了哈。This
is the last blessing in Revelation.
我们知道启示录里面有几幅。
How many blessings are there in Revelation?
有福有几福？那个杜弟兄，七福嘛，对不对？你讲对了。Seven
blessings.
七福啊，七福啊。Seven
blessings.
启示录里面有七福。Seven
blessings in Revelation.
从第一章开始就有了。Even
in chapter 1, we read of the blessings.
今天早上那个陈卓那不是讲吗？你们没有注意听哈，可能刚早上起来头晕了。This
morning, preacher still mentioned it, but perhaps he was still sleepy.
他说。 念了、听了、遵行的，怎么样？有福啦！这是第一福嘛，对不对
？Blessed are those who read, hear, and do these words.
这个很有趣的哦。
It's rather interesting.
追溯到世上来, 你看那个马太福音第五章开始, 耶稣上了山, 开始就开口就讲, 几幅?
In the beginning of the Lord Jesus' teachings on the Mount, how many beatitudes were there?
英文有 how many 吗?
你说几幅?
这是我们中文的 中文都是我们都是从小我也是一样，我也是讲八五八五。其实，英文你八五你怎么翻呢？没有八啊，这个。So
in English, there's
你把八吃掉了。不是，这是我们中国人在翻译的时候，在讲这道的时候，我们都八五八。为什么你算算算八有八宝饭嘛？是不是？我们把八拿过来，即使你把那个。 马太福音第五章，那个杜弟兄，你再算算看，看里面说有福了有几个。
But the Chinese says that there are eight blessings. But if you count them, how many times is it mentioned? Blessed are.
有福几个？九个。
Nine occurrences.
如果你看那个排好的那个圣经哦，它用诗体写出来的，它那个 bless bless 有几个？你算英文的算算看。
If you read the English, which has the which shows the literary structure, how many times do the words blessed are?
无所谓了，八九一样。八个吗？ Blessed, blessed, 你nine 对不对？九个嘛，那没有关系啊。我们把第八个、第九个把它合并，因为都是被逼迫、被逼迫，那个所以这把两个合起来讲八福也可以啦。
So if you like, you can combine the last two because they all talk about being persecuted for righteousness' sake.
好了，只是附带讲讲一下。那这个是启示录里面有七福。In
Revelation, there are seven blessings.
主耶稣用 Beatitudes 八九福展开这个天国的开始。The
Lord Jesus began the kingdom of heaven with the Beatitudes.
我看讲八五好了，不然你们又考丢失了。就是有些话是约定成熟，就是这样子，没有关系了。不用太挑剔，你太挑剔，钻牛角尖也是麻烦。So
those who understand the Chinese as eight blessings go by the convention.
但是启示录到最后是用七福开始。But
in Revelation, we read of seven blessings.
在马太福音开始是八福。 八福是一次讲完。
In Matthew, all the blessings are found in the same passage.
展开天国的这个耶稣传道的这个历程。
Those are were the opening words of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ.
启示录是从第一章，第一节、第二节开始呢，第一福，然后呢，这个七福是融入到整个的那个启示录里面。那最后的一个福就是穿这个白衣的，就是到最后用这个。 洗净自己衣服的有福啊。
But in Revelation, the seven blessings are integrated into the different passages, and this is the last one. Blessed are those who wash their robes.
那这个白衣是在大患难当中自己洗哦，圣经是这样子，自己洗衣服啊。And
according to the Bible, these people have washed their own robes.
所以这个衣服绝对不是你洗礼的时候白白给你的那个衣袍那个白衣啊，所以中文讲起来白衣白衣是不一样的。
So this is the different robe from the robes we received during baptism.
我们洗礼披戴基督，那个就是洗礼披戴基督穿义袍，那是白白给你，不是你自己洗白的。When
we received the righteous robe during baptism, we were given the white robes. We did not wash them ourselves.
所以这个白衣是什么？是自己洗的。
But here, the white robes are washed by the people themselves.
你有穿这个白衣。
If you wear the white robes,
才可以得权柄,
you will be at the authority.
开推到生命树那里,
you will have the right to the tree of life.
才可以进城,
you may enter through the gates into 这是, the city.
那之后门上人关了, 所以这启示就结束了。
Then as the city gates close, the revelation also closes.
好，那我们再看回来第六章。
Let's come back to chapter 6.
那这个洗白衣是一个过程。
Washing the robe is a process.
对不对？洗啊，一直洗啊。We
must continually wash it.
又脏了，又洗啊。
When it is stained, we must wash it again.
这是要, 自己要去做的。
It's something we have to do ourselves.
不是白白得来的。
We do not receive them freely.
我们洗礼那个白衣袍是白白得来的。
But the righteous robe received during baptism was given to us freely.
我们这一处教会跟外教会在解释得救不一样，也只有在这里。
And this is the key difference between our interpretation and other churches' interpretation.
你没有看过那个大型布道会，几万人那个啊、哦、
？Have you seen a massive evangelical services?
哇，开始讲道。
During the crusade, this evangelist spoke.
哦，那有人哇，感动啊。
And people are moved.
哇，痛哭流涕。
And they cried.
那他们说，有决志的来。
And the evangelist says.Those who are determined to receive Jesus Christ, please come forward.
讲道人就手举起来了。
And the evangelist raises his hands. 哦，
因为你悔改了。
You have repented, he says.
耶稣的宝血覆盖你。
So the blood of Jesus Christ covers you.
你的罪得到赦免。
Your sins are forgiven.
得到解放。
You have been freed.
这种隔空赦罪法。
This is forgiveness through air.
隔着空气嘛，叫赦罪，罪叫赦了，这个血就去了。
The blood of Jesus Christ was transmitted through air to the congregation.
啊，他们也认为说这样就得到义袍了哈。
So that's how they receive their righteous robes.
我们不是了。
But that's not how we do. What about us?
是开始而已啊。
That's just the beginning.
彼得也曾经这样过嘛。
Peter went through that too.
彼得讲完道，人家扎心的要命啊！那个听到他扎心，那个好像神的道本身就有力量，
After
就是好像两刃的刀子砍了心了、啊。
After Peter spoke, the people's hearts were cut by the word of God.
他说：“我们怎么办？”
So they asked, "What shall we do?"
彼得没有像现在那个大布道家举手说：“是耶稣的宝血洗净你们，没有隔空赦罪。”
Peter didn't raise his hands and said, "The blood of Jesus Christ will cover you now through air."
耶稣不，彼得不把他们当成一个整体来赦罪。
Peter did not forgive their sins collectively.
彼得说：“一个一个来。”
Peter said, "Every one of you."
是不是？你们个人要怎么样？每个人一个一个来洗礼。
Be baptized, every one of you.
是每个每个来的。
Individually.
在非洲传道也是一样，如果一次哈、啊，一次都来，我们没有隔空，所以一次都整个都来，他们有常常哎整个都跑。
In Africa, we've had the experience where entire groups came to be baptized, but then entire groups left.
那现在呢？一个一个来。
So now we ask them to come forward, each one of them.
应该是圣经道理是这样子嘛？
That is more biblical.
在洗礼的时候赦罪了。
Sins are forgiven during baptism.
好，那赦罪完之后，你就是穿上义袍。
After our sins forgiven, we wear the white robe.
但是你还在行道。
But we must walk in the truth.
那这个在这个行道里面就遇到很大的逼迫困难。
But in the process, we will face with many difficulties and hardships.
这个时候就给这个义袍，白袍。
This is when the white robes are given to us.
这个白袍从这里开始给了。
And it is at this point that the white robes are given.
这些人是从大患难当中出来的。
These are those who came out of the great tribulation.
这些人是被杀的。
They have been slain.
然后呢，他那个他们在洗衣服了。
And they wash their robes.
那第六章十一节
，Chapter 6 verse 11.
那个有话跟他们说，还要安息片时。
Wait a little longer.
我们看第七章十五节
，Chapter 7 verse 15.
安息片时是什么意思呢
？What does it mean to wait a little longer?
七章十五节
，Chapter 7 verse 15.
他们在宝神宝座前坐月在他殿中侍奉，坐宝座的要用什么帐幕庇护他们。然后第十六节
16.
他们不再饥不再渴，日头和炎热也不伤他们。第十七节
17.
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命泉的水的泉源，神必擦去他们一切的眼泪。好，所以他们我接下来是我自己的看法了哈。
This is my own personal view.
不晓得长老这样好不好
？I don't know if the elders agree with me.
我是资深传道，
不。The senior ministers.
这段就是他们在安息的时候。
This is when they were resting.
所谓的我的理解是这样子的哈。
This is my understanding.
这个片时安息不是说他们死掉。
Resting a little while does not mean that they died.
而是他们。进入到第十五，就七章十五节到第十七节这个境界里面。
Rather, they enter into the realm described in verses 15 to 17 of chapter 7.
他们在哪里?
Where are they?
在神的殿中侍奉。
They serve God in the temple.
那神的殿是, 就是殿是什么呢?
What is God's temple?
当然就是第十一章的这个, 殿了,
It is the same temple found in chapter 11.
十一章这殿这两殿这我们很清楚的
This is the measuring of the temple.
他们已经进入到殿里面去了。
They've entered into the temple.
在圣经里面中文翻的殿其实在原文里面有不一样的指称。
The word temple.
有两个字。
Two different Greek words in Greek.
我们知道。 如果我问你,主耶稣有没有进圣殿?
If I ask you, did the Lord Jesus enter the temple? Did the Lord Jesus enter the temple?
耶稣进来的圣殿。
Which temple did Jesus enter?
圣殿里面不是这是圣所吗?
This is the most the holy place.
那这是什么至圣所?
This is the most holy place.
Holy of Holies, 是不是?
Holy of Holies.
Holy. 耶稣有没有进这个殿?
Did the Lord Jesus enter this temple?
有啊。 没有啊,耶稣进这个圣殿被砍死了。
Lord Jesus did not enter this temple.
耶稣有进这个殿吗? 有没有?
Did the Lord Jesus enter this temple?
没有啊。 这个字,你看,对不起,因为这希腊文的关系,耶稣进的是那个 也是殿,众人换成殿,也是或是圣殿。这是什么? Naos. 不一样的指称,众人换起来是殿,但是在西洋是不一样的。很对不起,我们因为差了他们两千年,如果你活到两千年之前,一看就知道耶稣没有进过这个殿,耶稣都是进到这个殿。这个殿是什么? 圣殿,这真正的是,这个拿奥,这个殿的外面,这也叫做圣殿。So
if you read the Greek text, you will see the distinction because they are two different words.
这个是hieron,是指的这个殿。The
hieron is the outer court.
那这个里面,这个就是圣所至圣所,这个殿呢,就是说拿奥。The
temple complex, but the inner, the sanctuary is called Naos.
谁能进去?
Who can enter the sanctuary?
祭司进圣所,大祭司一人一圣进至圣所。
The priest can enter the holy place, but only the high priest can enter the most holy place once a year.
好,那我们看启示录。
So if we go back to Revelation.
启示录第十一章。
In chapter 11.
或是我们刚看的殿,是指的这个拿奥,这个里面的这个真正殿。
The temple is the Naos, which is the sanctuary that the priests enter. It is the temple that Jesus did not enter on earth. So we must be in this temple. In the Old Testament, who can be in the temple? The priests. In the New Testament, are you a priest?
你是不是祭司啊?
Are you a priest?
是,
yes.
我们是祭司,
we are priests. So we must enter this temple.
你看那个启示录第一章第五节,
In Revelation chapter 1 verse 5.
或是第五章第九节,
or chapter 5 verse 9.
这都讲神把我们叫到了,
God has called us.
那我们当什么?
To be what?
当祭司,
to be priests.
所以杜祭司,
So, priest too.
是不是? 是, 所以, 我们常常不会记住我是祭司啊, 常常想说是别人啊。
We may forget that we are priests.
在新约我们每个都要当, 你不当祭司了以后不得救啊, 告诉你。
But in the New Testament, we have to be priests or else we cannot be saved.
是事实啊。 你要到十一章里面, 只有在殿里面,那个真正殿里面的人才怎么样? 才被保护啊。
In chapter 11, only those who are in the temple are kept or spared.
那个, 真正的殿就是圣所至圣所之外的地，就给外邦践踏，这个很大的灾难。
And those who are in the outer courts are trampled on by the Gentiles.
你如果来到教会
，If you come to church，
你只在花园呐、啊，再到那后面那个带领后啦、啊。要吃吃喝喝，要打个篮球就回去了。你跟妈妈说，我到教会去了。
If you stay in the parking lot to play basketball, go to the dining room, dining hall, and said to your parents, "I went to church."
有没有说谎
？Then are you telling the truth?
没有啊，没有说对啊，你到教会来啊。
Yes, in a way, you're telling the truth. You came to church.
你只在外院呢。
But you stayed in the outer court.
你没有进到这个里面来。
You did not come into the sanctuary to worship.
啊，在这个启示录到十一章也是一样。
This is a similar situation in chapter 11.
只有圣所至圣所这个真正的殿被保留住。
Only the true temple was kept.
外面都交给外邦践踏。
The outer court was given to the Gentiles to be trampled on.
你有没有践踏过东西啊？
Have you ever trampled anything underfoot?
那些垃圾对不对？践踏是不顾惜的践踏。
You trample on something you don't want.
所以到最后，在这处教会里面，如果你不是祭司，进入到圣所至圣所里面来的。但至圣所，圣所至圣所，耶稣来了，这个幔子就开了啦，就没有再分了啦。
Of course, the veil between the holy and the holy of holies has been torn when the Lord Jesus came, so there's no distinction between the two.
你会被踏死。
But if you're outside in the outer court, you will be trampled.
外邦人会把你踏死。
You'll be trampled on by the Gentiles.
外邦人什么东西？
Who are the Gentiles?
外邦的思想。
Gentile ways of thinking.
我们知道在末世有三口嘛。
In the end times, there will be three mouths.
三个嘴巴，不是那个挪亚的那个八口，不是那个那口是嘴巴的口，不是人。
Not mouths in the sense of people.
那很厉害的。
In the house.
好，兽口、龙口，那龙口、兽口、假先知口，有没有
？The mouth of the dragon, the mouth of the beast, and the mouth of the false prophets.
如果你不是真正的进到里面，你就被踩死了。
If you are not in the sanctuary, you will be trampled on.
这是另外的哈。好，那他们已经进入到殿里面，在殿里面侍奉。
These people have entered into the temple and served there in the temple.
在里面得到休息啊，
there
安息片刻。
There they rested for a little while longer.
我们来看这个第十五章。
Chapter 15.
第十五章
Chapter 15，
在那个倒七碗之前
，Before the pouring out of the seven bowls，
我们来看哈，那个第五十五章第五节以下，这是在这为了第十五章第五节之下是做什么
？Chapter 15， verse 5 and on， what is it about？
我们休息一下，等一下杜基师讲讲。
So let's take a break and please do will share it with us later。
对不起啊，因为来。